Good morning, everyone. This is Joseph Ventura live on Anchor. And today is December 27th, 2018. This recording has been brought to you by Rage On. Go to Rage On, download the app, check out my wonderful merch, get a good deal, get some discounts. Look me up, Ventura 747. Feel free. Contact me at josephventura7@aol.com. I have a lot of goodies in there. Good t-shirts and towels, you know, mops, rags, bikinis, underwear, bras, panties, socks, bed sheets, curtains, shower curtains, whatever you're into. I have it. Hoodies. I have some nice hoodies. Got any ideas for a logo? Let me know. We can make it happen. Together, we can make it happen. Having said that, feel free to check out all my other podcasts out there. I have a lot of wonderful podcasts that I'm a part of. I'm very proud to be a part of, I should say. And like I said, I have a lot of wonderful links. You know, I think you'll really enjoy this. You know? Oh, well, Jesus. I have a lot of cool stuff, you know? I'm that kind of guy. I always have my hands in on everything. And that's what makes it so entertaining, you know, that I can do that. And in my notes, of course, I have, you can go to Spreaker.com, look up Joseph Ventura. Anchor right here, anchor.fm, Joseph Ventura. Go to iTunes and Apple.com, Joseph Ventura. Just Google my name on iTunes, you'll find it, Joseph Ventura. Google.com, go to the podcast app, Google, Joseph Ventura. Spotify, Joseph Ventura. Breaker.audio, Breakeraudio.com, Joseph Ventura Lives. CastBox FM, CastBox.fm. Google the CastBox app, you'll love it, Joseph Ventura, I'm there. Also, Pocket Casts for $3.99. You can download this amazing app. You can listen to my show, Joseph Ventura Lives. A lot of great stuff there. I think you won't be disappointed. I highly recommend it. RadioPublic.com. Go to Radio Public. Download the app. I'm there too, Joseph Ventura. Go to Stitcher.com, Joseph Ventura. I'm there. Zcast, of course. Zcast. Zcast is his stuff. I love Zcast. All these apps are great. And definitely, just join. If you like what you hear, you have any suggestions, feel free. Hey, so anyway, wonderful things going on around the holidays. Christmas is over, thank God. There's too much pressure for Christmas. You know, it's supposed to be a wonderful time where you celebrate with your family, you share a couple of things together, whether it be like you give somebody a nice little gift, and should be a wonderful moment. But it's becoming too commercialized for me. And honestly, I'm getting tired of it. You know, when you make it more about what did he get you? Or what did she get you? What did you get her? Or how much did you spend on their presents? Or, where did you take them out to eat? Oh, you gave them a gift card? How much was the gift card? Was it $100? Was it $200? Was it a $500 gift card? What did you buy him? You bought him a bike? Did you buy him a toy? I mean, you know, at some point it becomes ridiculous. And you're like, why am I doing this? It's no fun. You're taking away. You're stripping away what's good, what's meant to be good. And that's what I have a problem with. When you're taking away, and you keep taking away, and you keep stripping away the good things that are supposed to be, you know, between family and friends. You know, you're supposed to be enjoying a wonderful moment, sharing those special moments. Then there's the other people who are buried in their cell phones. They're playing with their iPhones or Androids. They're like children. You know, you're trying to have a nice meal, have a nice drink with the family, and there they are jumping away, staring at their phones, playing with their phones, sending messages, text messaging, and all that stuff. It becomes annoying. I won't lie. I think there should be a happy medium here where you can still have that, but spend time with the family. Like, put the phone down for a minute. And I know that sounds cliche, but, you know, in a way, there's a reason why. Like, okay, when you go to an event, when you go out to dinner with the family, even if it's a shitty restaurant like Applebee's or Chili's or McDonald's or wherever the hell you go, or a diner, put the fucking phone down. Put it down. Put the tablet down. Put the iWatch. Put whatever utility you have in your hand and put it away. And just talk to the family. You know, you're not promised tomorrow. My aunt just found out she has cancer. And, you know, it's pretty tough. With the family, everybody's coming together. Prior to that, everybody's doing the same thing. They get together, and they're talking, you know. Or we'll go to, or we'll attend a few meetings or gatherings, and there they are with the kids, everybody else with their phones, talking, playing with the phone. I'm like, you know, why would you want to do that? And now, for example, now, you know, she has cancer, and now it's like, oh, let's put the phone away. You know what? You should have put the phone away a long time ago. But that's what I'm talking about. Enjoy every moment. Anyway, you know, you're not guaranteed forever. You're not going to be here forever. No one's guaranteed forever. That's why you must enjoy every moment in life. Enjoy it. You know, you keep telling yourself, one of these days I'm going to take a week off from work. And then you realize, well, I cannot afford this. Like, I can't afford this. It's too much. It's like a whole week. Okay, take a day off. Well, I can't afford it. Well, Mickey Mouse said, find a way, put some money away, and then take a day off. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you really need to take a day off, and you're dying for that one day off, or that one week off, and you really need it, and you don't. And then something happens that's tragic up ahead and you weren't expecting it, or you get fired or you get misplaced and you're like regretting it later on. Oh, well, I didn't get a chance to take a day off. I didn't get a chance to take a week off. But now I'm fired or whatever the case is. And now it's bad. You can't focus. See, I have belief and I've been through this a lot. You can be fired from any kind of job. It doesn't matter where you're working or who you're working for. You have to be 100% mentally stable. A lot of people will laugh at me and go, oh, I'm stable. What are you talking about? Ventura, what are you talking about, bro? What are you smoking? And I happen to believe not everybody's 100%. Just by reading their posts on Facebook, just by reading their posts on Twitter, just by reading their posts on YouTube, their comments, and how they speak and what they say. A lot of the times it's really what they don't say. You know, those that will just like your comments or they'll just like your post, but they don't post anything. Yeah, there's a reason for that too. You know, you have to think like I said, you know, live life like a psychologist, but enjoy it like a 5-year-old. Just have a good time. And that is all I gotta say about that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you next time. Check out all the other podcasts out there. Great podcasts. I love them all. Speak your mind. Your ass will follow. This is Joseph Ventura signing out. Saying Happy New Year 2017. Oops, 2017. That was a good year. Where did that come from? Oh, 2019. 2019 is coming up. I hope it's a better year for everybody. I hope everyone gets what they need. And don't be disappointed if things look down from a financial standpoint. You know, business starts to slow down because after the holidays or the holiday rush. Don't worry about that. Save your money. Don't be buying useless shit. Wasting money and eating out of these expensive places, buying expensive things. You know, if you can afford it, great. But remember, there's always tomorrow. You know, with the government being shut down and all, there's a lot of people not getting paid. A lot of things not getting done. This guy, Trump, makes me laugh. He goes, "Built that wall." For what? What about the vets? You want to spend $5 billion building a fucking wall that people are just going to go over regardless? It's politics. They're always going to get through. We are always going to get through wherever. Listen, we're meant to go anywhere, and we're meant to. You are where you want to be. You know? Spending $5 billion on a fucking wall, not worrying about the people here, right here in this country, the homeless, the hungry, the vets. These people are hungry too. You know, these people have been cheated out of life. They went and fought for this country. And in the end, they came home to nothing. You offered them nothing and you gave them nothing. How does that make you feel if you talk about, oh yeah, we're going to build that wall? Go ahead, build a wall. $5 billion? Government shutdown? People hungry? Misplaced? Not being recognized for their tributes? Their service? I love it when people say, thank you for your service. A lot of vets have stood right in front of battle. Who fought face to face, tooth to tooth, nail to nail. They fought. They came home. You remember that. I'm not chastising you. I'm just saying the truth. Take care. Until next time, Joseph Ventura signing up. Peace with Said.